The world's two largest economies got on the phone. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping had a 90-minute phone call late yesterday. It was an attempt to improve U.S.-China relations, which have been contentious on a lot of levels. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more.
One huge issue between Beijing and Washington, Trump administration tariffs on Chinese imports that are still in effect. The Biden administration is reviewing its China policy, including what to do about the tariffs. A survey of U.S. companies from the American Chamber of Commerce in China says almost half want the tariffs removed. Three quarters say they're impacted by the tariffs. The Biden administration has also accused Chinese officials of stealing intellectual property from U.S. companies. And President Biden has blamed China for cyber attacks in the U.S., linking Beijing to hackers. The White House says yesterday's call was meant to responsibly manage the competition between the U.S. and China. And the two leaders discussed, quote, the responsibility of both nations to ensure competition does not veer into conflict. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
If you are a company that employs more than 100 people, you gotta require them to get vaccinated or test them every week. That's one of several new rules President Biden announced Thursday. Altogether, these rules would cover as many as 100 million Americans. Now, a lot of companies already require vaccination of at least some of their workers. Take, for example, United Airlines. Earlier this week, United tightened its policy even further. It said that employees who were exempt from the company's vaccine mandate for religious reasons would be put on temporary unpaid leave. Marketplace's Carolyn Champlin has more.
The policy will probably be challenged in court, according to UC Hastings law professor Dorit Rice.
It's not exactly firing the people who have religious objections, but it's a very high burden on them and a very serious sanction on them.
Rice says courts would likely look to see if United was reasonably accommodating to these employees, and the risk to customers and staff would also be considered. Yale Health Policy Professor Jason Schwartz says, considering the COVID-19 Delta variant, the policy is an understandable revision to the company's original mandate.
Air travel is such a vehicle from areas where there's high transmission to areas of low transmission.
This is the strictest mandate that Laura Boudreau with the Columbia Business School has seen so far.
This will be another kind of potential turning point in terms of how far we'll expect to see other employers go with their policies.
She says the future of individual airlines could come down to the success of their policies. I'm Caroline Champlin for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. The FTSE in London is up 0.4%. Dow and S&P and NASDAQ futures are up in the 4 to 5 tenths percent range, with the Dow future up 166 points. 10-year Treasury yield is at 1.329%.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Tomorrow, Vice President Kamala Harris is scheduled to join former President George W. Bush and First Lady Laura Bush in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, for the 20th anniversary commemoration of the September 11th attacks. Shanksville is where the fourth plane, United Flight 93, crashed. There's now a national memorial there. And tens of thousands of people are expected to visit this weekend. As Marketplace's Nova Sappho reports, Shanksville is preparing.
The Flight 93 Memorial is reachable by narrow roads deep in rural western Pennsylvania.
You have to really want to get here. It literally is off the beaten track.
That's Stephen Clark, the National Park Service superintendent in charge of the memorial. He says they're seeing 420,000 visitors a year, surpassing expectations. And there's been a surge of interest leading up to the 20th anniversary weekend.
We are having unbelievable visitation. Our parking lots are full. I would say Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it's easily going to be in that 20 to 30,000 range of visitors.
That's at least twice the usual weekly rate. The small communities that surround the memorial are used to an annual surge in visitors around 9/11. But Tom Lear, general manager of the Fairfield Inn and Suites in the nearby town of Somerset, says the 20th anniversary year is different. His hotel is fully booked.
The demand is incredible. And just for this year, I know a lot of the local hotels around the surrounding counties are sold out.
At the same time, Lear and other businesses here are contending with the same pandemic-era worker shortage as the rest of the nation. Lear says his staff is stretched thin, and he's not been able to fill several open positions.
I mean, it didn't matter what you were paying them. I mean, if you drive up and down the road anywhere, you see signs for everybody needs help.
With fewer staff than he'd like, Lear says this weekend will be a challenge. At Castagna's Restaurant and Lounge, located roadside just a third of a mile from the memorial, owner Karen Carper faces a similar dilemma.
There's my meatloaf, looking beautiful.
Carper is the only cook in her kitchen.
I have a bartender waitress and a lady that's kind of everybody's helper. There's three of us.
That's it?
That's it.
So Carper has employed a clever strategy. She's temporarily removed complicated dishes from her menu.
I do it to try to simplify the menu so I can take care of more people. It just helps be more efficient, gets out of the kitchen faster.
Businesses here may have to figure out more permanent changes soon. That's because annual visitor numbers are expected to only increase, which means more demand on businesses here, not just for a weekend, but throughout the year. In Shanksville, Pennsylvania, I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
Our digital producer is Redmond Caralipio. Our engineers are Jay Siebold and Jessen Dueler. I'm Sabri Benishor with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.